I was forced to examine all of me with a bald head. Do I look feminine? Am I Indian? Am I even attractive? Do I fit in? Because I sure as hell feel like I stand out. You know, it's as if I had this cup of who I was, and it was full to the brim of other people's ideas. When I shaved my head, I went like this, and now I have this empty cup, and I don't know what to do with it. I was drawn out of hiding by many role models. I was inspired by the queer community, who showed me that the spectrum of identity exists beyond conformity. I was inspired by Black women who invited me into their safe spaces beyond a world that still polices their hair. I was inspired by a mirror workshop which asked me to lock eyes with myself and acknowledge my own existence. But it wasn't until November 21st, 2018, that I truly saw myself for the very first time. And in of all places, it was during 6 hours of video meetings when I couldn't help but notice her in that tiny little video chat box. She looked gentle, yet fierce. Oh my God, that bald chick? She is me. I am her. For the first time in my life, it felt like my insides and outsides were in alignment. I look like how I feel, and I feel like me. And you know what? I fucking love my shaved head. I mean, I look like the future. I decided that every seemingly opposing version of myself could truly coexist. My Indian roots, my Canadian upbringing, my femininity and my fierceness, my love for hip-hop and my vintage teacup collection. There is no box to fill, no cup to fill, and no should to hold us down. I mean, I'm bald as fuck, so why not be bold as fuck?